Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back, hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here along with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. Bob, who's from Costa, is here having a great time talking fishing. Want to apologize for a couple of technical errors this morning. We have them all corrected. Matthias Mann and the board there got them. So hopefully that's the end of that.
Yeah.
And we're all good, but we got a full hour left of Let's Talk Hookup here, and what an unbelievable prize we're giving away.
Man, you're not kidding. If you didn't catch that at the beginning of the show, having so much fun talking Costa with Hoos and just all the great opportunities that they provide us as anglers on the water, we're giving away not just a pair of Costas, but basically their brand new, highest end, brand new frames, brand new lens, the gold lens being introduced by Costa Del Mar, a fantastic frame for the stock. I mean, you today is the day that you want that gold lens. Like, we're looking out at the world headquarters and the fleet of boats here in San Diego. It's a little overcast, and gold is going to provide you that fantastic color contrast. Your eyes are still going to relax in it, but it's going to brighten up the things that you're looking to see. A really, really cool lens color option. And you're going to get your choice. You're going to talk to Hoos of one of the two brand new frames that Costa has introduced this year.
Taxman and Grand Catalina, and I actually want to be in on this contest. I don't even
have them. Yeah. We don't have them. None of us have them. Rare this is.
I had one pair of gold lens, and I was up at the Kern Valley Boat Show, and this professional bass fisherman said, "Hey, I have a tournament.
He's one of your pros.
Yeah, I'm taking your gold lens." You know, they were Taxman. I'm like, "Oh, I love them." And they're like, "Nope, I'm taking them."
Took them off my head.
How about that?
Yeah, I was blind all day at the show.
Oh, man. Well, that's a lucky. So if you want to get through, the best, we have lots of texts to get through, but phone calls?
Just call.
Bring
this
it in, man. 213-432-1090. Let's take a call before we start the catch report, because we kind of missed that session there.
Yeah, you got it. How about we jump in and we'll talk to John. John's calling us from Huntington Beach this morning. John, good morning. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show as always. Question for Bob. Are you a certified Coast Guard, like, captain, you know, six-pack captain? And can you tell us about your boat and what's your favorite kind of fishing?
I'm not a certified captain. I own a 36-foot Pacifica that I keep in Newport called the Prospector. I do take out a lot of clients, a lot of Costa customers, and just last week, if you don't know the Pacificas, they are an unbelievable West Coast ride. I mean, I love this boat. It's they have a 36, a 41, and a 44. We have the 36, and it's like the little brother to the 44. The layout for our type of fishing, as far as, like, I love marlin fishing. You know, come September, I just start twitching and want to get out there and fish marlin. And of course, you know, June, July, we target the bluefin. My boat partners love fishing the tuna. But my favorite, come September, October, marlin and swordfish.
Yeah. And speaking of Pacificas, if you want to ride on a Pacifica, in fact, I saw it Shelton and Boatyard there the other day, the Limitless, Matty Barlow.
Matty Barlow was having some work on that.
Out of Dana Landing. It's a beautiful 44 Pacifica. I mean, they were built in the 70s, and they're still probably the finest sport fisher of its kind
that,
on the water.
That Limitless, that combination of boat and Barlow at the helm
The
crew, it is an e-ticket. Yeah. I mean, you're going to have a trip that's just going to be perfect on every level.
Yeah.
Maddie, I mean, that guy is fishing.
He's so fishy.
He is on it.
Yeah.
I mean, he is.
And he keeps that boat in such great shape.
Yeah.
Redoing the rudders in the yard there and doing upkeep.
He is full throttle, and he knows how to, you know, get on the fish. And you're going to have a fun time. You're going to be comfortable. The crew, excellent food, and just, you know, the bait capacity, the sonar, everything's there.
Yeah, so connected with everybody.
Yeah, limitless right there.
That's a good rig.
Yeah,
good call.
For sure. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Sweet.
That does free up 213-432-1090.
All right, well, with that said, we're going to find out what's biting out there now. It is time for our catch report. And today, thatfishdope.com is brought to you by the best, easy in and out, and the lowest gas prices at Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Pull up to their expanded Summit Gasoline and get those low, low gas and diesel prices for your car, truck, or for your boat. They can now accommodate 24 cars and trucks to fuel at the same time. Plus, they have 12 diesel pumps. The bistro is full of all the things that you need for a great day on the water. Plus, you get 100 pounds of free ice with a 35-gallon fill. Let me say that again, 100 pounds of free ice for our Let's Talk Hookup listeners. Stop in, say hi to Martha and their friendly staff. Go to Summit Gasoline. Free ice for Let's Talk Hookup people. And you always get those low prices right at the San Diego Sports Arena. Let's start it off with our private motor buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, morning, Ricky, Pete, Bob. Great show, man. You guys are just having way too much fun this morning.
Oh, yeah. With Bob, are you kidding?
Yeah.
Always.
Always a fun
always. Always.
Got a good trio
that's
here.
That's awesome. So, here we are, guys, almost mid-May, and, you know, it took a while, but we finally got some better weather and biting fish, and, you know, with this condition straightening out, we're going to get coverage everywhere, which translates into a lot more reports, see what's really going on. So, up north there, Santa Rosa, Santa Cruz, you know, not quite as much on the sea bass as it's been. They did have some wind earlier in the week, but it's better now. And, but man, lots of good, great halibut. Some of the private boat guys there are just clobbering those halibuts. You know, some on sardines, squid if you can get it. And, but a lot of those guys are fishing that white plastic fluke type, plastic baits that are working along the bottom. And it works well up there. And it'll probably work everywhere. It kind of seems to be a northern thing there. So with the better weather, we got some coverage out at San Nicolas Island. It's going to be really interesting to find out what's been living in the sea bass zone. You know, they've been fishing the cods out there when they can. That cod fishing's fantastic, of course. But nothing really been done on that sand spit sector. But I would imagine there might be a sea bass or two skulking around, and certainly the big halibut love that sand spit sector. So be interesting to see what comes from that. At SBI, my favorite little island, a lot of guys don't care for it, but that's fine. I love it out there. And you probably don't want to go there with this nice weather. Just stay away. Leave it all for me. And don't take advantage of that dab of squid. And definitely don't use that squid for a big sea bass or big halibut that might be living there. Over at Catalina, kind of a weird setup this year. You know, the basic kelp line critters are biting. Calico bass, bonito, a little bit of barracuda like that. That stuff's biting okay. Good cod fishing, of course, but a distinct lack of gamesters, you know, sea bass and yellows. You know, there's a few around, but man, it's just tough fishing. That probably's got to do with the lack of squid. There's just a dab here, a dab there, but very little bait over at the island. At Clemente, it tried to show a little sign of life here a week or so ago, a little better signal on the yellowtail. But just not much compared to what we normally see by this time of year. And, dab of sea bass and halibut fishing over there has been pretty good, but again, very little squid over at that island also. And then offshore, now here's where it's getting interesting, guys. Holy cow, you know, from completely MIA a couple weeks ago to 200-pounders being caught less than 50 miles from San Diego, man, those bluefin are really getting with it down there, and it looks like it's probably going to stay that way. I mean, there's a lot of fish showing up and they're moving up the beach, and I think that's going to be a major part of the report from here on out. So that's kind of what we got going on. But I think some of the biggest news that I don't really think much has been said about at all, but I saw Pete break it with pictures of his new boat coming on social media here in the last couple of days. And that thing's looking good, Pete.
It's no kidding, man. It is. It's looking really good. What a contrast from last week, right, Mark?
How about that?
It is, man.
Yeah, we're ready. And of course, fishdope.com. They've had it. They kept you abreast of everything going on. Fishdope.com. $30 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $30 code. And Mark, how do we find you for the best bait tanks and lots of great tackle?
Well, Pete, we're in Anika Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by the big Chevron station. And the phone number at store, area code 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And I got a feeling next week's report is going to be really, really interesting with so much snow down in so many places.
Yeah. Cool, Mark. Well, keep up the good work, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
You got it, guys.
All right. Hey, while we're waiting for Marcos, I got to mention, you know, Yellowtail, talking about Cedros, there's three spots open on our July 1st through the 5th Cedros Sport Fishing Let's Talk Hookup Trip, hosted by Tommy Pete. Yeah. It's been full
all season.
They had a cancellation. So if you want to go, check CedrosSportFishing.com, call Rosie and grab those spots. July 1st through the 5th. Whether you want one spot or three spots, you have your own boat, go to Cedros in July 1st through 5th.
Absolutely.
Fourth of July weekend.
Oh, that's a cool, yeah. You can sneak away from, you won't be missing as much work because you're going to have a day off built into there. So.
Exactly.
Yeah, cool trip.
I just envision Yellowtail, Big Calicos, Fish Taco, and Pacifico in that order. Oh, in that order.
That is literally my love language.
That sounds awesome. So good. Yeah. Hey, you have a great text while we're waiting for Marcos?
Yeah, absolutely, man. This one says, I've been looking all over. Bob, I need help. I've been looking all over for the Tuna Alley frame with the copper silver mirror lens. Where's my best bet to find them? I'm in Yorba Linda, and that's from Mike.
Yorba Linda, I would check the closest dealer there, I would think, would be the Longfin. Okay. And they have a big case. And if they don't have Tuna Alley and Copper Silver Mirror, you can place an order through Longfin or any tackle shop. Just say, hey, this is what I want. They'll call the rep and ship it to the store. You're good to go.
So if you go on the website and you don't see, like, if you want Tuna Alley and copper mirror and glass, and that's not listed, you can custom have them custom.
No, we have Tuna Alley and copper silver. Okay. That's one of our best sellers.
Can you custom do lenses in particular frames if you don't like the what they have, or do you know Costa doesn't do that?
If you go on the website, they'll show you every lens that's available in that frame.
In that frame, right.
But if you go to a tackle store and they don't have exactly what you want, you can just place a custom order and say, hey, this is what I want. The store will call the rep, place the order, it'll get shipped to the store.
Gotcha.
Pick it up and you're good.
Perfect.
We have two separate 144 case, 144 glass cases in our store, but there's still combinations.
There's so
that we
many
don't have. You know what I mean? Like, hey, man, this is the frame that fits me just right, but I want this one. I want that one. But it's just funny. I had to chuckle because the pair of glasses that Mike's talking about, that's Renee from the Shogun, who's, I mean, a top the list of bluefin, like, seeing breezers.
And which one is
like,
it?
Copper Silver Mirror.
In that frame, that Tuna Alley. Like,
the
that's,
Tuna
yeah,
Alley,
like, that's just what struck me as a chuckle. I wanted to read it is and people come and go, maybe he likes something different now, but for the longest time that was Renee's glasses, like that exact pair. Yeah.
I get a call like every 6 months from Jen in the office. She's like, Renee dropped his, Costas gapping up, bluefin. What does he want? Copper Silver Mirror Tuna Alley.
Wow.
Okay, got
cool.
Ya.
Well, hey, let's head north to Alaska and talk to our good buddy Seth Bone from Kingfisher Charters. Good morning, Seth.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, Seth?
Great to hear from you. And, man, are we pumped up for the season up in Sitka at Kingfisher Charters.
It's coming up.
Oh, man.
When do you open?
Next week, actually. Yeah, we're just days away from the first guests arriving.
got to be all craziness with the prepping and planning. And, you know, you guys do so much. It's the most turnkey. We were talking about it during the break, Hoos, that, like, Kingfisher is one of those places that the second you step off the plane, you guys just handle everything from somebody being right there to take you to the lodge and the food and the fishing. Like, everything is so turnkey that I can't imagine the amount of logistics that go on behind the scene, because you just, as the fisherman, like, you don't see anything. You just get to hang out and fish in this beautiful spot. You guys do such a great job.
Oh, thanks so much.
Yeah, pretty excited. So what's the outlook? I know Ricky said he was talking to Simon the other day, and he said, it sounds pretty good.
Yeah, the Kings are really in. They've been in, I mean, since, guys have been going out since January and just getting them. I mean, just really, really good Kings fishing all winter and even better now, of course. And the halibut, you know, just good, you know, good numbers, good action. And yeah, just pretty much across the board, everything preseason is looking really good.
Wow, fantastic. Have you heard from Alaska Fish and Wildlife on limits yet?
Yeah, we're looking at pretty much status quo limits, you know, what it's been for years now, you know, not really much changes. So yeah, it's, you know, you're gonna bring home some really nice fish at the end of your trip.
That sounds good to me, because last year we brought home a couple of big nice boxes.
Yeah.
That's so processed, so killer the way you guys do it. So yeah, same as last year, it'd be just fine by us, that's for sure.
Right on.
Well, I got to say, you know, I'm excited coming up with Steve Pinard and some of my buddies up there, and he's bringing his son, Ben, which is really going to be exciting. 10-year-old Ben's going to be fishing.
That's gonna be
with
so
us,
rad.
And it's going to open his eyes to some pretty cool stuff. But I can't wait, because I know I'm going to come back with at least a box, 50-pound box or more, of just like the perfect processed fish. I mean, your processing people there are the best.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we put a lot of emphasis on that, because I mean, that's, you know, the fun and enjoyment and the fishing and the food and everything is, you know, the experience for sure, but the back end is having that fish to eat for, you know, months. And in, you know, sometimes we hear from clients that, you know, hey, I've you know, still got fish in the freezer from 2 years ago and it's still good, you know.
Yeah, totally.
You guys have such a good team too that does it. I mean, it's something that we don't see, because while all that's going on, you're back in your, you know, comfortable room, you know, overlooking the beautiful sound, and you're eating hors d'oeuvres. But I mean, from the captains on the boat to the crew moving the fish around, to your guys cutting fish, to trimming and cleaning and vacuum packing and blast freezing, like, there's so much that goes into it. But again, it's the sign of such a fantastic operation. Like, on the front side, you just don't see anything.
No.
You catch a bitchin' fish and you take an awesome grip and grin with your salmon and don't think twice. The next thing you know, you get home and there's this beautiful product for you. But you guys put a lot of work into taking premium care of the fish.
For sure. And also, the thing is, you come back from the boat, all the transportation to and from the boat's included. You get back to your beautiful overlook over the Sitka Sound. You get up to your deluxe accommodations there. You have fresh hot hors d'oeuvres ready to go, and then an unbelievable meal in the Kingfisher dining room. It's a first class operation. It's the ultimate eat, sleep, fish thing.
No doubt, man.
You're fishing, you're catching fish, you're enjoying a beautiful part of Alaska. And the thing is, Seth, I have no idea how you do it. As costs go up every year for everything, everybody knows that. You guys hold the mark on keeping the best value in Alaska. How do you do it?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, our prices have drifted up, too. You know, you got to keep up a little bit. But we just... I don't know. It just, you know, it works, and we're happy. And I got to mention, our chef that we had for 19 years, he moved on around COVID time and kind of thought he was done, but he's back. And so Chef Kevin is back in the kitchen, and he's so good. So we're really happy to have him back.
Man, that's awesome news, Seth. Yeah, he is the man. That's great, great. Well, we can't wait. We're so pumped up. It's such a beautiful spot. And, again, you just the service that you and your team and everybody offers is second to none, and we cannot wait to come visit and hang out and catch some fish with you.
Hey, so looking forward to seeing you guys, man. It's going to be here before we know it.
Are there any spots still available this year to come fishing with you at Kingfisher Charters?
Yeah, there's a few. You know, every once in a while we'll get a cancellation. So I think there might be, you know, a couple in July and a couple in August and maybe one or two, you know, in September near the end of the season. So, you know, it's hardly ever too late, you know, just because of, you know, people, you know, things happen and people drop out and then a spot opens up. So it's always worth a call or check. You know, if you want to come up, we can probably slot you in somewhere.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So if somebody wants to come to Kingfisher Charters, how do we get a hold of you, Seth?
It's kingfishercharters.com. We also have a link on the Let's Talk Hookup homepage. So we're real easy to find.
All right. Awesome. KingfisherCharters.com. Right on the front page of letstalkhookup.com. You can click right to get right to their thing. Call and grab one of those spots this year because they're coveted.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
It's the best operation in Alaska, period, hands down. You'll catch a lot of fish. And please tell Heath to be ready to go black cod fishing.
He's gone from kind of a holdout, you know, some years ago to, like, you know, that's a point of pride for him now. You know, he anchors and he chums them in and he's like, oh, you know, this just works better. You know how he is. I've got this dialed. I've got this hardwired.
When he does something, when you finally convince him to do something, he does it the best. And I remember last time I was up there, we anchored up and we just outfished everybody on the black cod for sure.
Well, it sounds like there might be a wager to put down now.
You guys are talking Alaska, but you got to experience it. You got to go up there.
Yeah.
It's better than what you can explain.
How true is that?
Yeah, it's a bucket list. You can't just you got to convince people. You got to do this.
Yeah, you step.
And then you'll go every year.
Step off the plane and see the trees and the eagles and the level of service.
There's no way to describe
the boats and the fishing.
You got to just go.
It's hot at home. You get up there, it's brisk, but you're still catching these great fish. I can't wait, buddy. We're really excited, Seth.
Right on. We're excited to see you guys. We'll see you soon.
KingfisherCharters.com. If you weren't able to join us this year, book for next year because I know it's already filling up, or book for the remainder of this season. Thanks. Seth Bone, KingfisherCharters.com. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you real soon, I hope.
Thanks, buddy.
All right. Hey, let's continue our catch report.
You got it. Well, with our northern report, we're going to head back down south over to C4 Sport Fishing and talk to our good buddy, Marcos, standing by this morning. What up, Marcos?
Good morning, guys. How's everyone doing?
We're doing great, and we've been anxiously awaiting the C4th report. You know, you've done a great job keeping us up to date with the fishing when the bluefin were missing in action, and we understand that this was quite a week over at C4th.
It really was, and I just a quick question: did the tribute call in and steal my thunder yet?
Not yet,
buddy. It's all
okay. Perfect.
Stages
perfect. Yes, excellent. So they called in this morning, and they're on a day and a half. And it's his Mother's Day special. Like, I know he, you know, let some people take their moms for free on last night's trip. So all around a good start there. He, early this morning, had 6 bluefin on the boat, which isn't a huge number to start, but they had fish up to 180 pounds.
Oh, my.
So this is some good quality fish. Yeah, so for that Mother's Day trip there, and that's a great start for them. We have a couple boats out there. Actually, we have a few boats out there, so hopefully we get some good reports from the rest of them. The Polaris Supreme came back from their 3-day trip this morning, and they had 107 bluefin for their 18 anglers, so one bluefin short of limits there, pretty close. And they had fish up to 150 pounds, so there's definitely some nice-sized fish in the mix there. It's not just, you know, catching 20 to 40 pounders. You know, they're catching some of those, but they're also catching some big fish. Pat Voigt got back on a 3-day trip. They had 38 bluefin up to 100 pounds. Just going back through the week there, we've been seeing pretty good. San Diego, they didn't fish yesterday, the day before that. They had a couple yellowtail, calico bass, good bottom fishing. From everything I've seen, they've been seeing fish. The fish just aren't cooperating quite yet, but those yellowtail are there. They're getting their shots at them. They're losing some. Good fishing there also. Last night, our first twilight trip.
Hey.
And they caught a 35-pound yellowtail on that twilight last night.
Nice. How cool.
Mid-30s. I don't know exactly what it was. I don't have my note here in front of me. But great start for that twilight, and they're going back out tonight. And we're going to be running those limited schedule start. If they get popular again, we'll probably expand that out to more days during the week. But definitely check the website, c4thlanding.com. Those half days, Very good rock fishing in the morning, very good calico bass, actually seeing some barracuda in the afternoon, occasionally yellowtail in the mix there. And now the twilights, the schedule's all up there, and we're making, you know, we've got those out for a couple months there. So definitely make your reservations, because this fishing keeps getting better here. It's going to start filling up pretty quick. The full day's on the San Diego. We're slowly adding in some sea watch trips, too, for those weekends where the San Diego's already full. And then we got those 1 day, day and a half, 2 days, got a few longer trips in there. Check the website for all those trips. You can see the full schedule up there. You can make reservations online. You can always call us at the office, 619-224-3383. I'm more than happy to answer your questions, get you all set up for those trips, get out there, and I think we're just going to keep getting better and better here. I think hopefully we left that weather behind us and just gets a little more consistent. You can always come down and visit some person, get your gear tuned up, stop at Charlie's Landing next door and get some of their great food there, and get out on a trip and go fishing, because it's definitely time.
Man, what a great report. I'm with you, Marcos. I think this was the one that turned the corner, and here we go straight through summer and fall, and, you know, it's kind of biting in every direction and great fishing to be had. Well, a great report as always, buddy. Thanks for hanging in there with us, and, man, we appreciate it, and we'll look forward to hearing another great one next week.
Well, I'll talk to you guys next weekend, hopefully with a better part, or I'll just record this one and play it again.
We're fine with that.
Yeah, that sounds good. And, nice job on getting to steal the thunder from Pritchard. You know, he's always,
finally.
Way to get to deliver the big news. You earned it. Thanks, Marcos. Talk to you next week, buddy.
We'll talk to you then.
All right. Thanks a lot for that. That's going to wrap up our catch report. Again, sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get the premier processing experience. Check out the new and easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. Now with the addition of new team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity, the finest customer service. You can stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com and be sure to make your reservations today. Hey, we got another great bud on the line. Rod Halperin from War Heroes on the Water is on the line with us this morning. Good morning, Rod.
Morning, Ricky. Can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear, buddy.
Gotcha. Good morning, Rod.
Hey, Rod.
Did you call the Rose Goose or what?
Well, I heard him on the radio, and I heard him talking about all these great Pacificas and figured I'd just call in and say hey. And, you know, my wife and I were thinking about booking a trip to Alaska. I heard Seth come on and talk about Kingfisher, so... Then I heard Rosie say there's trips at Sabros. I'm like, oh, gosh, the mother load is open north and south. I got to get fishing here, and it sounds like you're biting. So no, I just wanted to call and say, hey, we're getting ready for the War Heroes tournament this year, and we're super excited. I know Bobby's fishing a bunch of years on a bunch of different Pacificas, and we're looking forward to having Ricky out again.
That's an awesome week you guys do.
Yeah. So I heard you on the radio. I'm taking my dog into the vet this morning before I head to the boat and do some work. But we're looking forward to the tournament in September and looking forward to seeing you guys and maybe getting on the radio shoot.
Yeah, send me a date there. Let's get you on the calendar for sure to talk about the tournament and all the great stuff that you do.
I got a chance. Yeah, for sure. I got a chance to fish last year in the tournament with Rod, on the second season.
Do it again?
It's a fantastic tournament. I told him just, you know, plan on having me forever on this weekend, and
that's so
it's
cool.
A really, really cool event, and man, I can't wait, Rod. It was the first time, you know, I've been very aware of it, you know, from doing the show and being buds with Roddy for all the years, but, you know, getting to see it was the next level, and you guys just do the raddest job. It's so cool, and, you know, you get to fish with all the vets and become buds. I mean, we still, you know, I mean, on a almost weekly basis, you know, we still talk to all the guys that we fish with, and it's just a really cool event. I can't wait, buddy. Cool.
And so, Rod, what are the dates, and how does one get involved in War Heroes on Water?
So the tournament kicks off Saturday, September 21st, with a kickoff party and the boarding and the boat parade and stuff through Newport. And they fish Sunday, Monday, the 22nd, 23rd. You wind up in Avalon for a pier party, closing ceremony, weigh-in stuff. And then, so that's that time in September. For those that are interested, they want to donate and contribute, warheroesonwater.com is the website. It's H-E-R-O-E-S. People forget the E a lot in Heroes, including myself. And you can check it out there. We're still recruiting yachts and trying to build a fleet. So if you've got to carry the vets, if you've got a yacht that can fish a few days with room for a couple of guests, probably 35, 40 feet at least, a little bigger, then we're still looking for some of that and some volunteers. But really, we just want the people to be able to show their appreciation to the veterans. Our fishing community has been great, and we just love doing it.
Oh, that's so cool. War Heroes on Water, that's such a great thing. And we'll be in touch and have a great show talking about the tournament with you. Thanks, Rod, for the call. Appreciate that.
I think you guys get to hear from you.
All right, great.
See you, Roddy.
Hey, You have a great text, huh?
Yeah, I definitely do.
So many good texts coming through. And if you want to get through on the phones to have a chance to win the new Gold Coast Dad.
Yeah, and let's get a female caller. I'm in trouble right now. I just got a text from my friend Jana, BFD Lures. She lives in Montana, lure maker. She said, Bob, I'm not letting you down. Women are a challenge. So, yeah, she's an amazing lady. She wears Coast Does.
Listening to us in Montana.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to you, Jana.
All right. Well,
my wife, Dallas,
Happy Mother's Day.
Weighed in, too, on the glasses. And just like you said earlier, who's the Sullivan, she said, Sullivans are the GOAT. She said that's her favorite frame.
They really are.
But has recently she got a new pair, Karimas.
Yeah.
Just another really nice. That's the thing that's really cool about the ladies' Costa frames. Like Karimas is kind of like.
What is that?
I mean, it looks like. It looks like a fancy pair of sunglasses. I mean, they're really nice, but you still get the Costa performance lens on the water, the technology that Costa builds onto their lens. It's a really nice pair. So
cool. Cool.
Yeah.
Karimas. Yeah. Also, of course, she's listening on the Let's Talk Hookup app on Montana.
Yeah.
Just got a text from Tommy P, who's in Punta Delgado, San Miguel, Portugal, listening to us on the Let's Talk Hookup app.
That.
So, hey,
God.
Worldwide on the Let's Talk Hookup app. How about that, huh?
Let's go fishing, Tommy.
Famous. Come on.
All right. Well, we did. Again, I had a great text here. This is my questions for Bob. I've always been so interested in Costas. My question is for those that need prescription lenses. Can you talk a little bit about how we arrange it? I heard you talk about Sport RX, but I'm not sure what the steps are to get my prescription lenses put into the frames.
So Sport RX in San Diego is full service. You can go to their office and they'll do your prescription. Then you're going to go over to the Costa case and you're going to get fitted on frames. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to pick your lens color. It's full service from start to finish.
I've been there a lot.
Yeah,
and I know those guys. They are so good.
Yeah. And if you have your prescription, you can just email it to them.
Yeah.
And then pick out your frames, your lens, and boom, you're done.
Yeah.
And
I'll tell you an example. Your factory prescription guy sent me to Midway Optometry.
Tom
Chris, great guy.
Yeah.
Sent me to Midway Optometry on Rosecrans here. I went there. Great optometrist got me the prescription.
Yeah.
I took it to Sport RX.
Sure.
And they dialed me in.
Yeah.
Got me the right lens.
It's an easy button.
Yeah, it is. And it's the top of the line Costa glasses.
Yeah, they're gonna make sure everything's right, and they do them quick, and a good turnaround, excellent customer service. And so if you're a prescription person, you should check.
Go to your optometrist, get a prescription, call Sport RX, they'll set you up.
Good to go
for sure. Hey, we talked about him. Heard us talking about him. Mike from the Tributes on the line. Good morning, Mike. Hey, Marcos was just talking about you.
Oh, well, that hopefully that's a good thing.
Yeah, it is a good thing because you're catching fish.
Yeah, we had a shot last night, relatively early. I think we had our first stop at about 10 o'clock at night. We're doing these early departure day-and-a-half trips, leaving at 5. So we had a shot. We ended up picking up a half dozen bluefin last night. Some of them were good ones, 160 to 180 pounders. So definitely some trophies to be had. And for this trip, I don't know if you saw it on our social media or not, but just kind of throw something out there for Mother's Day. Some of these guys, we allowed a handful of guys to bring their moms out for free, or baby mama, any kind of a mother for Mother's Day gift kind of thing. And people are out here having a great time, and we did get off to a pretty decent start.
What a rad move, Mike. That was a classy move, man. Very cool.
Any of the moms catch one last night?
I'm not going to do it. He's like, man, I'd love to come out, but I can't leave mom at home. And I was like, bring her out. But you know, bring her out on me. So, we have a handful of ladies that came out with their guys, and, a little bit of a really nice weather, off to a good start. Hopefully we can find something to catch here throughout the day before another nighttime bite here tonight.
So you're going to get on this is a day and a half that you're on?
Yeah, day and a half, and where we're fishing right now, we'll be able to fish for quite a few hours after dark to get here tonight. So kind of the same thing we've been doing. The stuff's been kind of all over the place. It hasn't been very consistent, but there has been some pretty good fishing close enough to home to get two nights out of it on a day and a half
trip. Oh, cool. Yeah, I mean, obviously we all know that right now the best opportunity to get a big one is that nighttime bite. So to be able to get two shots in the dark on this trip is pretty killer. And again, it's because of you doing that early departure that's giving those opportunities. Well, great fishing. Glad that you guys are having the success that you are. If somebody wants to jump on one of these style trips, Mike, you still got you got room here coming up during the week?
During the week we do. Next weekend sold out. I think the following Sunday night is already a definite go. And we moved our Pizza Port trips over to Sunday nights after next week. So if you want to come out and do the highly sought-after Pizza Port sponsored trips, they'll be on Sundays. But, yeah, give Seaforth a call, 619-224-3383. Seaforthlanding.com, TributeSportFishing.com, and our social media, we got some of the pictures up of those trophies. There's already a handful of guys that are going to be going home and having some fresh sashimi for Mother's Day, so not the worst start.
How awesome.
That's so rad. Great job, buddy. Well, glad to hear it. Nice going on the success of the big ones, and we hope you get on another great school tonight and load them up for everybody. Appreciate it, Mike. Awesome. We look forward to talking to you real
more
soon.
More for you tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll take that. That's awesome.
Absolutely.
Thanks, buddy. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More with Bob Hoos from Costa. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on that Let's Talk Hookup app, as well as the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rockcod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Steph Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com. This is Rock Cod Rick for Adventure and Camping, where they bring the adventure to you. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't own an RV or a trailer or simply don't want the hassle, let Adventure and Camping park it for you. Check out their website, adventureandcamping.com. Select from over 75 campgrounds they serve. Decide on a trailer floor plan that fits your needs. Request a quote for your desired vacation dates. Then just show up and start your adventure. Adventure and Camping makes it so simple. They deliver the trailer to your spot and you enjoy a clean, spacious trailer. When it comes time to go home, just close the door and drive away. It doesn't get any easier. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't want the hassle, Adventure and Camping is for you. Check out adventureandcamping.com for details. Make sure you mention that Rock Cod Rick sent you for a special price. adventureandcamping.com.
Here's the hot tip on the best fishing L.A. has to offer, 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. They are home to L.A.'s finest open party fleet, including overnight on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Sea Angler. For your own private charter, we have the Outrider and True Line available. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or on the web at 22ndstreet.com.
Cook up, having a great time here this morning. So much good action going on and so much fun talking Costas and talking fishing. If you want to join us, man, plenty of time to get through. Give us a call on the phone at 213-432-1090 or keep those texts coming. So many great texts already rolling through the Let's Talk Cook Up app. But boy, I'll tell you, if you want to get your shot at those brand new Costas, the brand new gold lens in either the Taxman or the, Grand Catalinas, call, man. Your odds of getting through on the phone higher than getting through on the text.
Yeah, because we've had 100 texts.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
exactly. 213-432-1090.
All right. Yesterday I made the big announcement that on our Facebook and social media that I have a new boat coming next week. It's coming out from Long Island, leaves Long Island. It's supposed to be here on Thursday. Keep my fingers crossed. 25-foot Steiger Craft, Miami. Very excited. I've been working with the people at Steiger Craft on this boat. It's like a custom boat builder out there. They only build like 100 boats. But I was looking into electronics, and I was very fortunate enough to be introduced to Ray Marine and the regional rep, Mike. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Pete. How are we doing, guys?
Hey, doing great. I got to meet you at the PCS show in Orange County there in March, and I got to tell you, the new Raymarine stuff is mind-blowing how nice it is.
Yeah, man, I'm actually looking at a 12-inch Axiom Pro right now, and I apologize for being late this morning. We're on the water salmon fishing up here in the Puget Sound, and we just released our first one. We figure about 20 pounds.
Sweet. No, we love those.
That's my kind of call-in right there.
Yeah, for sure.
That's right.
So tell us about the Axiom Pro, which is what you're putting on my boat there, and as well as all the different things that Raymarine, and it's so different than what Raymarine was 5 or 10 years ago, right?
Absolutely, Pete, and I just want to say welcome aboard, man. Raymarine's really happy to have you on the team. Your new Steiger craft is going to be rigged with a state-of-the-art system, our new Axiom 2 Pro is kind of our flagship for the saltwater fishing guys, just like you and me. We put the big 1-kilowatt dual-channel chirp sonar on it. It's built on a 6-core processor, so in the marine electronics world, it's the fastest operating multifunction display of its kind. And it's a hybrid touchscreen. It's got the buttons and the rotary knob. You put any 1-2-kilowatt Airmar transducer, it plugs right into the back of it, buddy.
Right into the back, so you don't need any accessory boxes or anything like that. It's just part of the unit.
That's sweet.
That's correct. Yep, we put the big black box sonar internal to the unit, so you could plug in an Airmar 1-kilowatt transducer. It's got a port for our Raymarine-branded transducer, which does all the side vision and the down vision and 3D real vision and high chirp, right? So really, really awesome sonar that's built into the units. Really high resolution screen. We've got a patent on our sunlight viewable screen called Hydra Touch that beads water and viewable even with a pair of polarized sunglasses on.
Really?
Oh, that's cool.
That's right.
And what really impressed me when I was playing with it at PCS was the speed. Unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
How fast this is.
There's very little latency when you redraw the charts, navigating through the different pages and menu options throughout the unit. You put a good Navionics Platinum Plus with the high-res bathymetric charts and all the release shading, and it's pretty incredible how fast this unit moves.
Yeah, it is. And then you marry it with one of the Raymarine autopilots like you did, super great autopilot that works with, and you
yep.
have different types but different levels. But I know, tell
yep.
us about the autopilot that you put in there too.
Yeah, so your boat's going to be coming with our Evolution 200 autopilot that comes with a Type 1 liter hydraulic pump that ties into your big engine. And with our compass and our ACU actuator, it allows you to have full control of the autopilot through the chart plotter. So in addition to the control head, any one of the Axiom Pro screens you have, you're going to be able to engage and disengage the autopilot and steer to waypoints, navigation. It's pretty seamless.
Pretty cool. The other thing, too, I put a Seakeeper 1 into the boat, too.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to be able to integrate the Seakeeper. I don't need to have a separate display.
Nope.
Integrate the Seakeeper 1 display into the multifunction display.
That's correct. Yeah. Having everything networked into the boat makes for more dash space, right? Eliminating the need for a control head that you can just run all directly through the chart plotter there. It's really slick when you situational awareness is our big conversation here, right? So using your charts and your sonar and your radar and the cameras, right? We haven't got to the FLIR camera yet. I've been itching to talk about that with you.
Yeah, so yeah, a FLIR camera on the boat too.
This
so
sounds like a long range boat.
Yeah,
you buy a 100-footer,
just your typical 25-foot
skip with some ultimate Raymarine gear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it costs a lot of money to go out and on the water and be safe and productive, right? We can help you catch fish and get back home safe every time. That's the story we're telling. The FLIR camera that we put on is called an M332. It's a gyro-stabilized camera. So whether you're going out at night or coming back at dusk, seeing logs and debris and any type of stuff on the water that would, potentially, put our boat at risk, we see all that stuff well in advance.
And it works, like if I'm running a little fast just to get home, it's going to work at a higher speed?
Absolutely, yep. The camera has a gyro axis stabilizer in it, so when the boat's pitching and yawing and moving, the horizontal and vertical stabilizers keep the image fixated out in front of the boat without bobbing up and down.
Wow.
What's... Rick and I are humbled by all this. We're like savages out on the water. We'll be in a rowboat compared to what you're rocking.
No, it's going
to
be,
it's gonna be so sweet.
And Ray Marines really and Mike have really set us up right on this. And the gear, again, you know, Ray Marine, you know, first, like we were talking about, you know, Ray Marine kind of, it was changed companies. It went to FLIR. It was purchased by FLIR,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep,
Teledyne. Yep. And that you completely revamped the whole thing these past few years to make the
yep.
state-of-the-art ultimate gear for fishermen.
That's correct. I've been with the company for 10 years now, just had my 10-year as the West Coast sales manager here. And when Teledyne came in and bought FLIR Maritime, that really changed Ray Marine in our perception and what lane we play in. And you're going to see a lot more blue water application out of Ray Marine going forward. Won't see as much as the inland freshwater stuff. We will be focused on the blue water saltwater fishing market. We do a lot of stuff with Coast Guard and military government surveillance. You know, different programs. You know, we're doing all the SIN 2 contract right now, so you see a lot of our stuff on government agencies and really we tailor it towards you know the sports sector like us as well, right? It's got to be easy to use. We pride ourselves on simplicity, being the fewest button pushes to navigate. I tell folks all the time, if you have an iPhone or an Android, we're as close to an iOS operating system as it gets.
So cool.
That's so rad.
So where can people see Raymarine product and actually purchase it?
Yeah, we've got, if you actually go to raymarine.com, go to our website, there's a dealer locator on there. You just enter in your zip code from where you're at, and it'll give you a list of all the Raymarine authorized resellers within your area. West Marine's a really good one. Usually some of the bigger Newport stores, San Diego stores, those big flagship stores, they'll have all different sizes and ranges of axioms and radars and autopilots for you to look at.
And, of course, we don't want to forget our friend Joe from Johnson Hicks Marine that's kind of set
yes.
this whole thing in motion. Johnson Hicks does a great job with Ray Marine.
Yep.
And Joe sells everything. Everything.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me, he said, Pete, with your new boat, you want to go with Ray Marine. I'm telling you, if their new stuff is the best.
Wow. That's not
yep.
crazy.
Yeah, Joe, we thank Joe and Johnson Hicks and Vince. Those guys are masters at their craft. If you're looking for a real expert, you know, a service both with install and integration for your boat, whether you're buying a new boat or maybe just updating your electronics, those guys are world class for getting you set up.
Well, Mike from Ray Marine, hey, enjoy your fishing today. Glad you're biting. Did you catch any while we were on phone?
You know what? I've been sitting here waiting for one of these rods to go. We got a 4-year-old on the boat with us who's just chomping at the bit for one of these rods to zip off.
All right.
We'll get them one.
Well, good luck, and thanks again. Happy to be a part of the Ray Marine team here, and we'll look forward to talking to you again real soon.
Absolutely. Welcome aboard, Pete. Look forward to working with you. You guys have a great weekend.
All right. Thanks a
Mike.
Lot. Appreciate that. All right. You have a great text, huh, Rick?
I thought so for sure. And this is one that we get in the shop all the time, which is why I wanted to read it for who. It says, hey, guys, I love the show. Having so much fun with Bob on this morning. I'm curious what Bob advises customers that have a huge dome like myself, and they also like to fly fish in Montana. What frame, what lens should I be picking? That's from Phil in Costa Mesa.
So our big dome customers, and we get plenty of those calls, I start them on Permit.
Yep.
Permit is a big dome
a big
frame.
Guys.
Yeah.
A big dome when you're checking somebody with a big head.
Yeah, big head.
Yeah.
It's got the wrap, and you're gonna have the coverage for fly fishing, especially Sunrise Silver Mirror for fly fishing. Yeah, that or a lot of guys that don't have the budget to get like 3 or 4 pairs. They're taking their copper silver mirror
now, will this,
on the water.
How much will this new gold?
So the gold
play
is gonna,
into this.
Yeah,
guy
the to, gold is going to change things, and I would jump on the gold if it's in a frame that fits your face.
Mm-hmm.
I would jump on that gold lens. I'm going to be wearing gold
sure.
this year.
Okay.
Over at Catalina with our riders, I was rocking the Taxman in gold, and it was like, whoa, HDT
TV. How do I get a pair of these?
That sounds so cool.
I better be a caller and try to win.
Yeah. Speaking of caller, let's jump back into
that
it.
That sounds good to me. This one we're going to talk to is Matt. He's calling us from Redondo Beach this morning. What's up, Matt? Welcome to the show.
Hey, what's up, Pete, Ricky, Hoos?
Good morning.
Matt Panasco here. Just want to give you guys a morning. What's up, guys?
Hey, it's Quarantino.
Quarantino.
Hey, how's it? Hey, just want to give you guys a quick report. We just got back from East Cape yesterday with the whole Astro team. We had a sales meeting down at Palmas. You know, I heard the report from Smokies, and yeah, it was a little tough, but I mean, we had a great time. You know, we caught a bunch of those out in the Pompano, which for many of us, you know, we had ourselves up from all over the country. Got in some of those. Some of our guys got in some rooster fish. There's some really killer mahi fishing, just like right off the beach.
Cool.
Fish here, fish there, some Sierra, the full Baja mix. I just want to give that report. And one of our guys, you know, we had our sales meeting down there.
That's so rad.
All right. You know how it is, Hoos. You guys find a way to have a good time yourself, you know.
Field test,
part of the raddest thing was in between. I was at Palmas, Pete.
At Palmas. Nice.
Yeah. And the crew at Palmas rolled out the red carpet. You know, we had a whole group of like 30 of us, 40 of us.
That's awesome.
Had a really good time. But the coolest deal was in between one of our sales meetings. We had a break for lunch, and our Florida rep, Justin Debris, you know, there was some fish crashing on bait right next to the dock. He ran out there, fired off the topwater bait, and got a mahi right there next to the dock.
Come on, no way.
And then, pretty killer. And then some of the boys, too. No, the mahi, the mahi were really shallow, but the ones we caught were really in touch with the beach, just chasing on bait. And some of the boys, too, at night, you know, they're fishing. You know, we had guys from Alabama, Tennessee, all over the country that are down there that are our sales force. But they were fishing at night, and they got some really killer pargo snapper fishing right off the beach on swim baits and stuff.
Man, that is so cool.
Anyways, just want to call in really quick, give a quick report. Shout out to Smokies. You know, I got my fish processed, got it home with me on the plane to LAX. I had some of that African Pompano last night. Phenomenal fish and phenomenal work for those guys. And really quick, I do have to say thanks to Hoos. Hoos, a long time ago, he gave this kid, this little calico kid, a chance back in 2010. You know, as far as just taking care of me on some gear, and I still have that relationship now, and just want to say thanks. So, yeah, I'll let you guys get back to it. Just want to call him really quick and let you know how our week went there, I promise.
What a great
That's
report.
Awesome, Matt.
Oh, yeah. Sounds like fun. And welcome home, and glad you had such a great time at Palmas de Cortez. What a good sales meeting.
Yeah, no doubt. How cool.
Sure, there's some margaritas involved at the pool.
Once in a while.
No, that's awesome.
Maddie, thanks, Matt. Thank you. Nice to hear from you, for sure. Hey, I have a great text here from Ryan and Ansley. He says, I have six pairs of 580G coasters and can't say enough, and the warranty is amazing. I broke a lens, and they came back in less than 2 weeks. That's awesome service. Thanks for great products.
Oh, you're welcome.
How about that?
Thanks for your support.
Their warranty department is pretty impressive.
Yeah, you need that with fishermen on the water and, you know, what we do out there. I mean, things are going to get beat up and need warranty.
Yeah, for sure.
And Costa's got we have the 2-year warranty on everything on the frame, from the hinge, the rubber, everything on the frame is 100% warranty.
Yeah, another interesting one here. You didn't, no lens for you because you didn't put your name. How long after cataract surgery can I get a pair of Costas? I don't know the answer to that, but that's one of the good things after cataract surgery for old people like us. You can start wearing regular sunglasses again.
I think it's right away. I had a call from Jimmy Kingsmill, and he had that surgery, and he was going to go the prescription route, had the surgery, and right away he was back to wearing Costas.
Well, all right, there you go. Yeah. That's the good thing about that surgery. You get to wear Costas again.
Yeah. See what's out there.
Non-prescriptions.
Yeah.
I had a fun one for Hoos. Hey, good morning, guys. And Bob, I really love reading Bob's articles in PCS. They're so informative and interesting. Bob, what did you do to learn to write fishing stories for somebody that wants to become an aspiring author like yourself, from John in Huntington?
So I was not an English major or had no writing background, and I think to be a writer, you just have to get out on the water, get those memories, and then just figure out a way to put those memories on paper. And that's my style. I have the memories on the water experience, and I just write how I see it on the water and try to help people. Hey, this is a tip. This is how we do it. And the best advice is get out on the water, get all that information in your head, so when you go to write, you don't have to like take notes or anything. It's all there.
It's all right there. And then get out and just start typing.
Get out there and start typing. And you did
such a good job of telling the story and making a guy feel like he was on a fishing trip with you, but also blend in really good how-to info. It doesn't feel like an infomercial, and it doesn't feel like some painted story. It's just a great blend.
You just got to get your work out there. You know, draft up a couple 2,500 word features, and it's really important to have good photos. You know, take your camera or iPhone.
You do a great
better.
Job.
No, it's right here.
Yeah.
Here's my high-tech camera.
There you go, John. We'll appreciate it very much. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out. It's on. Who's getting those brand new Paracostas? You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
If there's one thing we like, it's choices. And at your San Diego County Ford dealers, you can find yours with the all-new 2024 Ford F-150 and a range of powertrain options. Whether it's a gas engine with the best-in-class towing, powering up with the F-150 hybrid and the available Pro Power onboard, or the all-electric F-150 Lightning. What you choose to do with that much power is up to you. Tough this smart can only be called F-150. Visit your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, it's time to find out who's got this amazing prize. Who's going to do us the honor and flip the prize coin?
Are we ready? Drum roll.
Man, let's do it, dude.
Let's go.
Okay, we have a texter winning today. So congratulations, Phil in Costa Mesa. You have got yourself the brand new gold lens, and then you're going to talk to Hoos and figure out what the right one you want. The Grand Catalina or the Taxman's. You got the brand new frames and brand new lenses coming your way. Congratulations.
Yeah, congrats. Bob Hoos.
So rad.
Costa.
Thank you, buddy.
We're so proud to be representing the finest sunglasses on the water. How do we find out more?
Thanks for having Costa on the show. This is so much fun for me. And you'll find Costa at CostaDelMar.com. Again, what a fun morning we had. Happy Mother's Day to all the ladies out there.
Thanks, Bob. Appreciate that. Thanks to Matthias on the board, and thanks to Adam on the app. We sure appreciate that. Tomorrow morning, Mike Morrison from 22nd Street Landing. We'll see you then, right back here on the Mightier 1090, ESPN Radio, and the Let's Talk Hookup app.